Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally at this time during the week, we have Jordan Mailata. Short week for Jordan, so we got a great replacement. That is Shiel Kapadia, who we will not talk to on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving. Shiel's appearance, sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Congratulations, Shiel, with the Eagles' loss. You are now off the hook, and you can pick whoever you want moving forward.
I mean, I felt a freedom earlier this week, and I was wondering what it was. And then I remembered, we have this radio hit, and now I am free to actually express my opinion on who is going to win each Eagles game the rest of the way. This is exciting for me.
You're now 2-10 on the year.
Come on. Okay.
Well, I have to be honest, Shiel. You squirming every time you made the prediction, trying to get your real prediction in what you were saying, and then eventually saying that Eagles are going to lose 24-23 was one of my favorite things of the week, and I'm going to miss that.
It was good. I think it'll come back at some point when I pick like three games wrong in a row or something. I'm sure yes. You'll force me into doing it again. So it's not gone forever.
Well, let me ask you this, Shiel. It's just something I felt at the beginning of yesterday's show and that I wanted to ask you about. I was just like, that game on Sunday, they lost. Everybody's mad that they lost. I get it. I understand. Looked almost exactly the same as every other football game we've seen the Eagles play this year, except they lost by 3 points instead of winning by 3 points. How much of the 2025 Eagles did you see in that game on Sunday?
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. I mean, they've played so many one-score games. They only have one win that was by more than a touchdown all season long. So I saw a lot of the 2025 Eagles. You know, you're right. It wasn't a different performance specifically offensively than what we've seen for most of the year, where they can't really run the ball. There are some possessions offensively where you say, ooh, I think they might have figured something out. This looks good, but it doesn't last the whole game. It lasts for a quarter. It lasts for a half. It doesn't last for a complete game. I think all those things kind of combined. Now, the fact that you had a 21-0 lead and blew it, that's obviously the major difference. But yeah, in its entirety, the identity, the personality wasn't all that different.
So starting the show today, I sort of said, given that we sort of know what the offensive line is going to be the rest of the year, sort of we may guess that may or may not Saquon might not be the exact same guy as last year. And we sort of know what Jalen is as a passer. I just think they should run Jalen more. I think it'll sort of create some leverage on offense, and maybe it sort of takes some of the pressure and sameness away and opens things up, though it does expose him to injury more, of course, if he's running the ball more. What do you think of that as a potential, not solution, but a way of maybe opening things up a little bit?
It's kind of a two-pronged question because I'm with you where if you said, what's the easiest fix given all the things we know with this offense? Like, is there one thing they could just do that would make it look better? That is the thing, you know, because you add all these things up and you say, what's different than the previous years with Jalen Hurts? And I think the big thing is the offensive line right now, the way they're playing, the way they played in this game is probably as poorly as they've played specifically with the run blocking as any time since Jalen Hurts has been the quarterback. So like you said, that's probably not going to change. So yeah, Jalen Hurts looks great as a runner. I mean, they do it three or four times the last couple weeks, and his balance on those inside runs specifically looks really good. But then you zoom out, and I think it's a Jeffrey Lurie question. It's a Howie Roseman question. It's a Jalen Hurts question, which is, we want to win the Super Bowl. We want to get to the Super Bowl. So right now, we are in great position to be a top two or three seed in the NFC. And can we live with some struggles offensively right now if it means once we get to the playoffs, we give ourselves a better chance of Jalen Hurts being healthy and then running the football with Jalen Hurts in the divisional round and the NFC championship game? So it actually, I think, is it's a great question. And I think it's a really hard question to answer organizationally right now.
Yeah, I push back against this so strongly. Love Spike. And listen, I understand the idea of wanting to create something else for the offense to help move the ball. I'm just not, the risk isn't worth the reward for me in the regular season. If it's the postseason, I get it. You do everything you can to win a football game. But we got a $20 million running back there. And we got an offensive line that's supposed to be one of the best in the game. Let's figure out how to get him the ball and get positive yards there. I'd rather my running back take the punishment than my quarterback take that punishment.
Yeah, I just think they're sort of out of answers there. It feels like to me, you know, they've tried a lot of things with the running game. I mean, we're through week 12.
One more thing to try, Ashir. One more thing to try.
One more.
Willie Lampkin?
Yeah, I mean,
nope, we got to get Tank Bigsby the ball more.
Oh, okay. Mix him in a little bit. Yeah,
give him about 10 carries a game.
Okay. Yeah. Rotate a little bit. I mean, they did try things last week, you know, different run schemes, and it's just the blocking right now with, and I don't know everyone's health status on the offensive line. It just looks totally different from last year. You know, if you're saying what's so different than last year is just Saquon Barkley is getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. They're not enforcing their will at the line of scrimmage. To me, it's really been the foundation of all the issues we've had with this Eagles team all season long. That's been the thing where they can't figure that out, and that's supposed to be what makes everything else so easy.
So everyone's mad at Kevin Petullo. This is replace Kevin Petullo week from generally everybody. the reality of just how much that helps. We saw Dan Campbell take over play calling in Detroit. I don't know that they had a great game right away. I don't know that we've seen many big changes there. And not many of us have very much confidence in Nick Sirianni as the play caller. So if you're not in the building, do you think that's a reality, the idea of replacing Petullo as the play caller, either with Nick Sirianni or somebody else?
I think it's possible. You know, I don't know that it's going to fix everything to your point there. But, you know, if they come out on Friday against a Bears defense that is horrible, you know, like they get turnovers and that's about all they do, which is a great thing to do, but just down to down, pretty much every offense in the NFL has moved the football against this Bears defense. So if you come out national TV, island game, Black Friday, and you're scoring 13 points and you're not moving the football, it wouldn't shock me if they said, hey, it's not, we're not putting it all on, you know how the spin is.
Yeah.
We're not putting it on Kevin. It's all of us. But you know what? We needed a spark and we just thought a different voice and we got to change things up. Now, would that be Nick Sirianni? I mean, Sirianni's been there the whole time. He hasn't called the play since 2021. I don't know who else on staff would do it.
I was going to say, yeah, who else could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. The quarterback's, I don't know. I guess it would be Sirianni. So I don't think it's like the most likely scenario, but yeah, I don't think it's crazy. If you told me they come out on Friday and the offense doesn't play well, I almost feel like that, you know, what's Howie saying? What's Jeffrey Lurie saying? You know, again, these are organizational decisions. Do they feel the heat and say, man, we just need a spark and we need to try something because we've tried 13 weeks and this is going nowhere with this offense.
Now, when you rewatched the game, were you able to locate Jalen Phillips at any point? Did he play in the game on Sunday? Because we had two just monster performances from the defensive line, and It went away. Yeah, it wasn't like horrible or anything on Sunday, but it certainly wasn't what we had seen the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't as impactful. He did, as I felt the same way watching the game live. When I rewatched it, you know, there were some times where I did notice him with some victories, but the Cowboys did a great job, and this is a good kind of segue to what the Bears like to do anyway with their play action, with the way they, I mean, that really does help the offensive line when you create that little uncertainty when the quarterback's under center and you're doing a blocking scheme where like the guard's pulling and now all of a sudden everyone's saying, wait, is it a run? And it just causes a little bit of uncertainty. I mean, the Cowboys did a tremendous job of that. They used motion. They used all these different tactics that you can do to help out your offensive line. It really was a smart game plan by Dallas. And I think those things slowed down the pass rush. And I think those are things that you can see Ben Johnson and the Bears do this week as well. And we're seeing that if the Eagles pass rush doesn't win consistently, especially now with the injuries,
yeah,
it's just going to be tough. You don't have the bodies on the back end in the secondary to hold up against these good offenses.
So are the Bears frauds? Or are they any good? Like, you look and they've given up more points than they've scored. I always think about that 2022 Vikings team when that happens that lost in the first round to that very average Giants team. Are they any good? Like, what are we looking at on Friday?
Yeah, well, there is a fraud factor for sure. If you look at it, the last 10 years, at this point in the season, there have been 70 teams that have had at least 8 wins, and the Bears are only one of 2 teams that have a negative point differential. They've been outscored by 3 points on the season, yet they are 8-3, which is very uncommon. Now, for them, they're kind of a fun fraud team because their offense is pretty good. You know, they can create explosive plays. They can run the ball. Defensively, they don't have a great pass rush. They've had injuries in the secondary. They played last year without 3 linebackers. So again, this is where, you know, we've talked about the offense all season long, really for 2 years. This is the game to me this year where, again, I'm going to be full 1 out of 10, 10 on the panic scale if the Eagles come out and cannot move the football against this defense. That would be very, very troubling for their Super Bowl prospects.
Well, we've all been waiting for it, Shiel. No one more than you. It'd be make an honest pick and not taking one for the team and picking against the Eagles just because we need you to. Actually, I get to make a real pick this week. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
What is your real pick, Eagles-Bears Friday 3 o'clock blackout game? I don't know if you heard that.
I almost want to do 24-23 just for tradition. Nah. You know, I don't like changing my life. So I'm tempted to do that, but I'm not going to do that. You know, I think both teams are going to be able to move the football here. I do think the Bears are going to be able to scheme up some explosive plays with the injuries the Eagles have there in the secondary. I think it's going to go back and forth. I think it's going to get tense. I am going to pick the Eagles to get right. Offensively, will it into existence finally as we enter December? And I'm going to go Eagles 27. The run game gets going a little bit. Bears 23. So I can't change too much from 24.
No, very
I'll
close.
Give you 27-23. I do think it's a closer game than maybe the line indicates here.
There he is, the great Shiel Kapadia of the Ringer. Shiel, thank you as always, and happy Thanksgiving, and have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
There is the great Shil Kapadia, 215-592-9494. We will get back to you right after Ike tells you about the great Emmons Roofing and Siding.
I appreciate that, Brother Spike. Now, aren't we all looking for the best contractor when it comes to our home? Yep, I know I'm always am. You have to... Nope, that's not right. You've heard me talk about the team at Emmons Roofing and Siding, and they are the real deal. Roofing, siding, windows, all made in the USA and installed by Emmons. So no worries about tariffs and supply chain issues with products they use. Emmons has over 35 years of experience, and they'll take your home to the next level and make your home the envy of your neighborhood. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right. 215-592-9494. I mentioned the blackout. So the Eagles are wearing the black uniforms on Friday. They're asking you to wear all black if you're going to the game to try to celebrate that and maybe hook somebody up with something black. We have a black Eagles hoodie, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop, for next question today. Mm-hmm. Next question is, today was the anniversary of the debut of Madden and Summerall. So when you call up with your sports point, you'll also give us a great duo. And the best one will get that Eagles hoodie. And you can get your own Eagles stuff at the Eagles Pro Shop. There are a bunch of them. There's the one at the Link. There's the Metroplex Shopping Center in Plymouth Meeting, the shops at Rockvale in Lancaster, and the Marketplace at Garden State Park in Cherry Hill. All right, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
Chuck,
you've been on a heater the last week or so.
No, I know. I mean, you know, Friday they say it's a blackout, but I would think it's a whiteout for what they're doing at cornerback. You know what I mean? You know, you wouldn't see, what I'm trying to say is this, right? I'm just trying to say, I'm not used to that, man. You know, you wouldn't see a black goalie play for the Flyers, would you?
Can we not go down this road?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing, Chuck?
Lock in, Chuck.
Yeah.
I am. I'm locked in. I would have no problem
with a black goalie playing for the Flyers. What are you talking about?
He wouldn't be no good, though. Yeah, what I'm trying to say.
Ray Emery?
Well, yeah, and hold on. Grant Fuhr won Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers. So, next question.
Oh, yeah, don't try to sell short hockey in the hood, Chuck.
Yeah, come on
now,
man.
He was mixed, man. I mean, listen.
Oh, jeez.
Would you get back to what we're talking about? Go ahead. Argue about Jalen.
Yeah.
Stop the other stuff.
I think Cooper's just a great football player. He's fine where he's at. That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Yep. You know, let me say this, right, about Jalen, right?
Yes.
I couldn't agree with you less. I agree with Spike because here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
The best version of his offense is with him running the football. You know, it's just the same Mike Reese that wanted Saquon balls to the wall to break the record last.
Damn right,
last week,
that's right.
Last year.
Yep.
Yeah, but now you don't want Hurts to get hurt.
But Saquon's a running back.
Yeah, but that's what Jalen Hurts is. He's like a running back. You know what I mean? Listen, the best version we had was in 2022 when this team went to the Super Bowl. He ran for almost 1,000 yards that year. You know that, right? So why
it's more like 700, but yeah, I get your point.
760, that, you know, give and
yes,
take.
Yes, I get your point.
Yeah, that rounds up to 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 760. So listen, here's the thing, right? You know, Lamar Jackson has proven he can throw in a pocket consistently. He's thrown for 4,100 yards, a two-time MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compare him to Lamar Jackson in the pocket. This guy cannot throw consistently in a pocket, and I think the best version of his offense is for this guy to run the ball a little bit. And listen, if he gets hurt, then he gets hurt. You know what I mean? Then, you know, Tanner McKee come in.
There it is.
We've seen in our own backyard that a backup quarterback is more than capable of coming in and leading us to Super Bowl. So our Super Bowl hopes won't be out the window. I need the best version of Jalen Hurts. I need the best version of this team on offense. Like, and that's this guy running the football. We can't be afraid of him getting hurt, man. We just can't. Just can't, man. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm about to muster up the energy to deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can worry about him getting hurt. It's just foolish. It's foolish. Man. What part of Jalen's running the football have you been impressed with? That you want him to run the football so well.
The designed runs open up, though. It's like a Pandora box. Like, it opens up everything on offense for
quarterback
us.
Draw is the best thing we've done.
Yeah, I like the quarterback draws. I like that little, you know, that he scored a touchdown last week on one.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That was one of our 21 points.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that there. That's down by the goal line.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He needs to do that more because this offense opened up. Now they can't just key on Saquon. Now you do the RPOs. Now with RPO, you know, you're going to keep the ball now or you're going to give it to Saquon. Mm-hmm. Now the passing game is going to be able to blossom. I just think that.
I don't know what y'all were watching Sunday. I need to go watch this game for a third time. The passing game looked good to me from Jalen Sunday.
For the first quarter, what I'm trying to say is he can throw the ball.
He made good throws all game.
No, but why didn't he score the ball in the second half then, man?
Penalties.
Oh, come on. That wasn't just it, man.
Yeah, it was.
Version of this offense is the guy running the football, man. And we can't be afraid of him getting hurt. We only got six more games left anyway, man. He'll be all right. You know what I mean? And then, you know, hopefully we get that bye week. If the Rams can lose to the Seahawks, well, I think that's what I'm counting on that game, and we can win out, we get that bye week, and he get 2 weeks to rest. That's what I'm thinking, man. We got to run this guy, man. We can't just keep this guy.
Why do we got to run this guy against inferior opponents?
He's not a consistent enough passer. Right? Nobody fears his arm, just in the pocket. You know what I mean? You're taking away an element of his game that makes him, you know, dynamic into a, you know, from an average quarterback to a dynamic quarterback. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then this makes this offense much better. You know, the plays start to work.
Mix in some runs. I don't need double-digit rushing attempts from Jalen.
I don't need to. We don't need to count them. Why count them? You know what I mean? Just tell them to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Why count them? Why would we count them? Let's just do it. Let's stop counting, man. We got to get a second Super Bowl on the road. Let this guy.
So let me.
Go
so
out
so 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 here's
counting
the thing.
Is such
I know,
a good line.
I know. So let me ask you this. He starts running and he's having success. How soon are you going to penalize him for being a running quarterback?
Listen, I don't care about none of that. I ain't never care about none of that.
You're going to sit here and tell me he can't throw the ball. All he can do is run. He's a running back. They might as well switch him to running back.
No, I never been that guy. You know what I mean?
He's a thrower. Chuck? Don't look now, but he's the 14th rated quarterback in the league.
What? As far as what?
14th rated quarterback in the league.
Like those numbers are
come on,
man.
They can't, you know, be Fugazi, man. It's 12 games, 11 games, 14. And I'm talking about 14 and climbing.
Yeah.
That was a point where he was in the 20s. Now we done moved up to 14. I'm venturing to say in the next month we're going to be in the top 10 easily, and we're going to finish the season somewhere in the top 7. Then what are you going to say?
Well, I mean, he can do that, but he can also.
Oh, top 7 quarterback. He can do that. That's something. That's nothing to sneeze at. Yeah, those are around everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
You ain't going to win a championship with him being the 7th best passing quarterback.
Oh, no, we're not. Where was he last year when we won the Super Bowl?
You got to use his legs. We used his legs last year. You know what I mean? That's why.
He's going to run some.
That's what I'm saying. You talk about him getting hurt.
Yes.
You know, we can't worry about that. We didn't worry about Saquon getting hurt when he rushed for the. If you want to be in the game, just a giant.
Yeah. I did.
You know what I mean? He's a runner, but he take more punishment than Jalen would take. Jalen know how to slide. He's a smart runner. You know what I mean? Like I said, it wouldn't hurt to have a few games off. Nice. So we see how Tanner McKee might look in his office.
Yeah, there it is. Listen, I knew if you went long enough, the truth would come out.
We're all a little curious.
No. We're all curious.
No, we're all not curious. No, we are.
We're all a little curious.
Listen, check this out. Tanner will get to play in the final game of the season. Make sure you're there. It'll be a Kelly Green game against the Commanders. Man. We'll already have clinched our playoff spot in the NFC East, and we'll let Tanner go out there and play in the final game of the season.
Yeah, well, you know what?
When we can rest Jalen before the playoffs.
I mean, that's why he should run the ball more. You just said it. You just made my point.
Nope.
He should run the ball more to be able to rest him in the last game.
Nope. We got to win the division, and we got to lock in our playoff seed. Listen, if the number one seed is still on the line, then Tanner won't get to play the final game of the season.
And we do that by running him, Mike. Come on, man. Like, get on board. You know what I'm saying? 2022, he said that was his best season as an Eagle. Everybody agrees with that. He ran the ball a lot that year. He ran us to a Super Bowl that year. So why can't we do it again?
All right, Chuck. Give us a great duo for the Black Eagles hoodie. I'm on your side, Chuck.
Man, you know, you guys gotta get with the program, but I'm going since people don't know what a duo is. A duo is two people that typically do things together. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna say Starsky and Hutch. Is that simple enough for you guys out there?
That is a great duo. Yeah, it's an actual duo. Congratulations, we got an actual duo.
And for the people out there that's hating on Jalen being a 14th ranked quarterback, you ought to check and see the quarterbacks he's ranked in front of before you start doing that.
I'm not hating.
No, no, not you. Yeah, not okay. you. I'm just All saying right. people out there, they're just, you know, he's ranked in front of 18 other starting quarterbacks. Just know that. Some of your favorites are behind him.
All right. We doing QBR?
I just said quarterback ranking, okay. man.
Well, is it rating or
either one of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because QBR does take running into account.
It does.
It does. It all does. Right. All right.
I'm not saying he shouldn't run at all.
8 to 10
you
times
guys,
a
you
game.
You want to turn him into Franco Harris.
8 to 10 times a game. We're on a wing T. The 215-592-9494. We got to keep.
Yeah, we want to see Tanner McKee. I know what his motive is.
You know what Chuck's
motivation is. Yeah, I know what his motive is.
He's just a little curious. A little curious. He doesn't mind having a white guy quarterback, it seems like,
oh,
Chuck.
Oh, God. Yeah, that yeah. was.
No black goalies, yeah, no white goalies, cornerbacks.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Holy moly. All right. You know, we're keeping tabs on the Phils, so we do have some updates. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. We got our eye on them. We got our eye on them. Hmm? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Happy Honda Days happening now at Scott Honda of Westchester and Vineland. You can lease the all-new 2026 Honda HR-V Sport all-wheel drive for just $279 a month, the 2026 Honda Civic Sedan Hybrid Sport Touring for $309 a month, or the 2026 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive for $329 a month. Catch these holiday savings today. Head over to Scott Honda of Westchester or Vineland. Make sure you tell them Fritz sent you. You know, say hi to the family over there. It's always smooth sailing at Scott.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.